Ladies and gentlemen, my name is VexX. This is the Vex on Vex podcast, episode number 19. The thing of it is, this is the Han Solo spoiler episode. Ooh. If you have not seen Han Solo, do not listen to this fucking podcast. Joining me today is my friend Vince. How are you, sir?
Great, man. How are you doing today?
This is the lead guitar player of Ascension Drive, a fantastic band from the Delaware area. We're going to discuss Han fucking Solo, man.
Han fucking Solo.
Now, again, I want a precursor. This is episode number 19. Mm-hmm. This is the Han Solo spoil episode. Spoilers. Do not listen to this episode if you did not see the movie.
However, because it's episode 19...
That's my theory, that by the time it comes out, they would have seen it.
And if you haven't, you're living under a rock.
But maybe they don't want to see it, and that's okay. I don't know. I have no idea. However, we're going to start now. Mm-hmm. Vince.
Yes.
You saw the shit 2 days ago.
Yes, I did.
The day it came out. As did I. Friday night.
Yes.
So, what was your thoughts in the beginning, immediately?
At the first, how about leading into that movie? At first, when it was announced, it was one where I was like, okay.
What do you mean? Explain.
Like... Rogue One was fantastic.
Do not agree.
You really?
Don't like the movie.
Really? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the different...
Go ahead.
The anthology films, which I thought were weird, but an interesting premise to see a different side of things.
The people I didn't give a shit about, mm-hmm. which might be my shortcoming. Here's the thing. In Han Solo, I adore Han Solo. Mm-hmm. His beginning story. And then the people in the movie, because they're attached to Han, I cared about them too.
True.
No one in Rogue One that I give a fuck about. I give a fuck about Darth Vader killing everyone at the end,
so awesome.
Which was the greatest thing ever. But for real, I don't like the movie. Now, I watch it on Netflix. It's the only of the new Star Wars that's actually on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
Which is weird to me. But I watch it, and I dig it, because I love seeing AT-AT walkers. And yes. I love seeing the Imperial everything.
It's so interesting for that one, just seeing what the galaxy is like, you know, in the Rebellion's fledgling
stage.
Yes.
Sure.
And with seeing... It's this real guerrilla warfare tactics they were all doing. It's kind of, you got the vibe like, no, this is dark. This is not, Luke Skywalker's not going to come save the day.
Love the blind guy. He was like might be my favorite part of the movie. I really did love that guy.
And
I
went in knowing everyone was going to die. Because
that's
the story.
That's the story.
And so.
No, you know what's killing me? Now, did you hear? The chick and the guy who get vaporized at the very end, mm-hmm. whoever's names they are, they're going to get their own fucking movie now. They made it through. Is
that
because it's fucking because it's fucking Disney?
No,
yeah.
Disney. Here's the thing. What are you doing?
I'm going to tell you. Now I'm sorry to do this, but I'm going to step all over this fucking thing. When I'm watching the movie in the theater, because I snuck over to see it, me and my friend, I was in the treadmill. I was like, "Fuck it, let's go." The day it came out,
yeah.
Right? So he goes with me, and I'm watching it. Now I don't know anybody's name because I'm not a fan of the movie. So the female lead has the Han Solo character in the movie, that guy who kills someone in the opening fucking scene. I might add, and that's a little weird to me. Mm-hmm. Murder, straight up. He gets shot by Krennic, mm-hmm. and he falls. And I'm like, they killed him. This is a good fucking movie. I didn't like it, but I respected it. They kill him. That's the way it should be, right?
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes later, he crawls back, and he shoots Krennic in the back, and he returns to save her. Bullshit. Piss me off. Fuck that movie.
But then Tarkin
go ahead.
Says, you may fire when ready. He kills everybody. Kills even Krennic himself.
Now, did you hear about the ultimate Easter egg in that movie?
Which is?
When you get to episode 4. And they're around the table.
Yes,
in the Death
Star. That was his chair.
That was his fucking chair.
That was awesome.
How awesome is that?
And like I said, Vader scene, like you mentioned,
it is amazing.
I was freaking out the entire time. That was so badass. That's like, you know, we've last time we were here, we discussed the prequels a little bit.
Yeah,
and about our thoughts. Some people may disagree with us in that, you know, the prequels ruin Darth Vader as a character. I disagree.
I do. I'm with you.
But for those people that think that way, I think that scene just brought him back. It's like, that's Vader in his prime, in his scariest. All these guys are so terrified to face him. But going back to Han Solo,
yes.
So I would have loved Han Solo would not have been a guy I would have done a movie on first, because to me it's like, he's a classic character, we all love him, but it's like, we know his story, we know
they changed it a bit. They changed it a bit. Because if I'm not mistaken, you have to help me. I've never read the novels.
Okay.
I know of them.
Mm-hmm.
In the novels, he's an officer, and they're whipping Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm.
And then he saves the guy from whipping Chewbacca, and Chewbacca's in his debt.
Liked it. Yeah.
But that's not what happens in the film
at
all.
That's not what happens at all.
And I kind of liked it. It was a little bit of a surprise. Mm-hmm. When they said, feed him to the beast, I was like, I think it's Chewbacca. I think the beast is going to be Chewbacca.
My overall reaction, I thought it was really fun.
Yeah.
It was a fun movie. Didn't really... add anything new to the universe, so to say?
I disagree tremendously.
Really?
It's the seeds of what became the rebellion.
True.
It's like $65 million at the end, which is an obscene amount of money, right? Credits, $65 million credits. She takes it, and it's the seed for the fucking rebellion.
That's probably where they get the fund. Oh, I didn't look at it that way.
It's nobody that's say it. That, she's like, you're going to feed a rebellion. And he's like, all right, cool. I'm fucking Han Solo.
But yeah, I thought it was fun. Go on to it. So when the kid, Alden Emmerich, I believe his name is, I can't
the
say
actor?
His name. Yeah,
I have no idea.
I can't say his name is.
But I saw him in another movie and I liked him already.
So we saw him in Supernatural. That was me and my girlfriend's first real introduction to him, because she was getting me, she's into Supernatural, so she got me hooked on it.
Okay.
And so we're watching the second episode, I'm like, hey, it's the dude that was cast to play Han Solo. And I was like, dude looks nothing like Harrison Ford.
Tell me when you're watching the film, though, it has become Han Solo for you.
He did. He
did it, right?
He everything. The little mannerisms.
I'll tell you who did better. I'm sorry to cut you off. The Lando Calrissian.
Donald Glover.
Was flawless. I really thought it was Billy Dee Williams.
His first line of dialogue.
Yes.
I swear to God, I thought that was Billy Dee's voice himself. And I was just like,
God damn.
Lando, when he was announced the cast, I like Donald Glover as an actor, period. I've seen a lot of different stuff with him in it.
I can't even think.
Community, who's in a movie, is a TV show called Community.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Really funny.
I remember it.
If you kind of like The Office.
The Office, 30 Rock, all that
shit. If you like that kind of stuff, you would love Community.
Okay.
He's in, the last Spider-Man just came out.
Okay.
He was in that. He was a kind of sub-villain, so to say, but he was the uncle to the future Spider-Man.
Oh, cool.
So I thought that was cool. And so funny with that whole thing is that fans, for some reason, wanted him to play Peter Parker for some reason. And I'm a Spider-Man fanatic, so I'm like, no.
So were you a Tobey guy? Because you were little. You were
a kid. I liked the first two. Spider-Man 3 butchered.
3's awful, right?
It butchered
Venom.
What the
fuck were they
butchered
thinking?
Venom. Venom's my favorite.
Great character, and it was shit.
Tom Holland, the kid, I think he's the best Spider-Man I've seen on screen. Andrew Garfield was a piece of shit.
You didn't like it?
I don't know. Much of a cocky douchebag. Wait, we're talking about Star Wars. I'm sorry. But Donald Glover. We just mentioned Donald Glover.
Yes.
I loved him. The second he showed up, totally everything agree. A little... He had Billy Dee's charm, and I found
I thought he was fucking Billy Dee Williams, man.
He nailed it. And when he was cast, I was like, he looks just like Billy Dee Williams.
I didn't think he looked like him enough.
Really?
But when you see him as Lando Calrissian, he nails it. The fucking capes, the fucking outfits. The chick's like, oh, he has impeccable taste. Fucking Billy Dee cheating at fucking cards. Here's what breaks my heart.
That's him.
I bought the dice. They're in my Cadillac.
Yeah.
I have them. I have to show them to you when we go to dinner. But I have them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he won the Falcon with the dice. That was the story that I had understood.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't, obviously. He's a card.
He's always had him.
Yeah.
That was – it was really fun. I enjoyed the scene where he's trying to speak to Chewbacca for the first time. I was laughing.
But he knows it, which I think is amazing.
Which I guess he ran to a few Wookiees growing up on Corellia. Yeah. And here's the things I really enjoy about Solo. I've read the books. I've played the game, so – As we know, or for some people that don't know, before Disney bought it, there were several games, books.
None of which is canon then.
None of it's canon anymore, and they call it Legends
now.
But very few times, Disney will sometimes take inspirations from Legends, like Rey and Kylo.
Well, fuck it. Let's just blow the load. The fucking guy who at the very end of the movie is the crime boss is...
Darth fucking Maul.
What the fucking fuck,
I laughed out loud. Happy.
I was so happy.
And then I know some people are going to be like, how the hell that happened? But it's like, in canon, he lived.
Exactly.
And what it was cool, I looked this up. It was Ray Park.
Okay. Yeah, I had a feeling
it was. The voice was a guy named Sam Witwer.
Oh, I thought it was his voice.
Oh, it's so funny. Ray Park's kind of like David Prowse in that.
Okay.
You know, his voice isn't intimidating enough for that. Sam Witwer, who, for Star Wars fans, he was Vader's apprentice in one of the games, Force Unleashed.
Okay.
Great game. But he also played Darth Maul and Emperor Palpatine on
the cartoons.
So he's
done it. He's done the voice.
He's done it. So they basically took the two most popular versions of Darth Maul and put them together.
So, in my opinion, from what we saw with Darth Maul, mm-hmm. especially, there has to be a Han Solo 2, right?
There has to be. However,
yes.
I think that's the end of Kira, because, as we know, Sith can, or Jedi can read minds a little bit, or sense when people fail them.
But he's not a Jedi.
He's not, but Palpatine would pull that crap all
but
the time.
But then, no. But, all right, so wait. We're going to fuck each other up. We're going to go really deep down the rabbit hole, okay? If that's your logic and that's your reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
How could Snoke have been killed by his fucking apprentice? Now, we don't know if he's really dead, we by the way. But if he, if that's part of it, how I don't know.
Maybe Kylo is just, and I hate the sound of this guy. It sounds like a MacGuffin or something, but Kylo just is just so stupidly powerful.
I love him, dude.
I love him, too. And I just think he sensed, yes, a saber is spinning, but mm-hmm. he doesn't know. But he couldn't sense which one it was. Or,
I mean, the trick is he wasn't there at all, and he's going to pop the fuck up and be like, motherfucker.
That would work.
What are you doing? I am Snoke.
For Solo 2, but there's a line my girlfriend pointed this out.
Go ahead.
In that New Hope, Han says he's never seen anything in his entire life that would lead to an existence of some all-powerful force or something.
It doesn't mean he ever faces him. Now, here's what I thought was cool. So we know, what his skin looks like, what Darth Maul's skin looks like for 23 years at this mm-hmm. point, right? Because we've known it from the fucking first one, which they wasted that character, in my opinion, but fine. So the guy, the villain who works for Darth Maul has the same fucking skin condition, but he just happens to be Caucasian. Did you pick up on that?
I did, I think.
I mean, I didn't know until they showed him at the end what was going on.
I think those were scars. I think he probably failed Maul a few times.
I disagree, though. I feel like the Maul race, whatever mm-hmm. he is,
Zabrak,
that's what the skin looks like. And this guy's not 100%. He's half white. So his skin would look like that because Darth Maul's skin looks like that.
Mm-hmm. Darth Maul, the whole the markings.
Yes.
I'm such a nerd. This is going to be great.
No, tell me.
He, his race, and this is in books and cartoons and stuff.
Okay.
But his race is like a dark side kind of special race. The markings mm-hmm. on his face are tattoos. He was imprinted on them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the horns on his head, it's called a Zabrak race. And they are the Zabraks. And they are, he comes from this whole cult of where they're dark side worshippers and everything.
Really?
Yeah, it's, there's a really great book, which I think you would enjoy. It's not canon, but it's really fun. You love Emperor Palpatine, I know. So you would love this.
No, I don't, actually. You say that's not true. Vader's my guy. I'm all Vader all day. I appreciate Palpatine's existence. I think it's amazing that the guy who played him in Jedi
mm-hmm.
comes back and plays him in the prequels. That made me very happy that he was still, like, you know, able to pull that character. Because, you know, was it 15 years removed, I think, from filming?
Something like that.
Which isn't that long.
He looks older in Return of the Jedi, didn't he?
It was on purpose, though. He was supposed to. So they used a younger guy, thank God. Because then he's fucking, by the time they do the prequels.
There is a great book called Darth Plagueis, which is...
Now, do we know who Plagueis is? Like, that's the thing, too. Is Plagueis just really, really, really gone?
Well, now with Disney taking over, who knows now?
Yeah.
But in this novel, which is...
Canon.
Tells Darth Plagueis, it was canon before Disney took over. Darth Plagueis is basically Palpatine's origin. It's his whole
entire story. But I knew that.
He was real.
Okay.
And in this, I'm not going to...
No, fucking, who cares?
We all know what happens. But it just shows how awesome and twisted Palpatine is, because mm-hmm. he does betray, like the Sith do.
But that's the gig.
And he kills his master.
But you're supposed to.
And he says that he was manipulating his own master the entire time. That just shows how fucking... sinister.
So he's deep.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Rey's going to be a Palpatine. Mark my fucking words. Because that stabbing motion bullshit, I'm telling you, Kylo Ren lied to her. Because mm-hmm. he wants to be the most powerful. The only other family of bloodline that's anything near a Skywalker is a Palpatine.
That's true.
That's it.
I would love to see that. But Solo, but going off the expanded universe, several things they mentioned in the movie made stuff from the expanded universe canon.
Such as?
When she does the flip and kills the one, when Akira kills the one person, she mentions Teras Kasi.
Yeah.
That is a martial art in the Star Wars universe.
Awesome.
That was the basis of a really crappy PlayStation game that really, it's like when they try to basically use Star Wars Tekken pretty much, and it just did not.
Didn't work out.
I played
little bit. Tekken's a classic.
Tekken is great, but This game is bad. It's like, there's no way in hell Han Solo... It's literally, you can have Han Solo fighting Luke Skywalker, and you know a lightsaber is going to cut his head off, but it's like, no, because it's game logic,
you
could have Han Solo beat the crap out of Luke.
Weird.
Which is... Exactly. I love how the Millennium Falcon, every time Han flew it in this movie, it got more fucked up. I laughed when the fucking dish flew off. I'm like... How many times is the Falcon going to lose that?
Well, that's the cool part. The first dish was completely different, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the landing gears were radically different in the beginning of the film, and I was like, well, how the fuck are they? And then they just ripped their landing gears off. They have to fucking replace
them. And
then
I spoiled that for you with the toy, I remember.
But then I went right away and I fucking found it. And I was like, because as soon as we did discuss the toy, I went right to the fucking store and oh my God, it's so beautiful. Now, here's the thing that kills me. It was a lot of money for that stupid toy. It looked chintzy to me. I didn't like it. Now, because I saw the film, I have to go fucking buy it. I want that Millennium Falcon.
I want it too.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it's shaped right, but by the end of the film, it is the Millennium
Falcon. Exactly. And I knew it was something. I was just like, what the fuck is that? Did Han cut something? And I was like, no, it's a escape pod.
Exactly.
And I was like, that makes sense to me.
I like that they acknowledge in the beginning of the film, because Han Solo's dad used to build Millennium Falcons, which is kind of neat, that the escape pod was added, that it wasn't part of it. And he's like, yeah, I built it in. I put it in there. Like, that was cool to me that they said that.
Yeah, because in the original canon, the two side things on the Millennium Falcon, little pod-shaped things, were the escape pods.
That's right. I remember
and that. And so when Lando said he installed another escape pod, I was like, damn it.
They're
sense.
Smart. They're smart.
Exactly.
And it looked different. And then so he wins the fucking Falcon at the end. Here's something I found a bit interesting in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
When he bets that fucking ship that he doesn't have, no one calls him on it, really.
No one
like
knows.
It's like, I don't know, man. It's because the chick was there, I guess. I don't know.
He's trying to impress Daenerys Targaryen.
I'm going to take it back to the beginning of the movie. We're going to really, really destroy it for everybody. The opening scenes, I didn't like how it looked so much. I felt like I was almost in the Terminator movies.
Kind of.
You got that vibe, too.
Which
like
is, it was funny because she was Sarah Connor in the reboot movie.
I didn't even know that was her.
Yeah, Emilia Clarke.
Well, yeah, I didn't see the reboot, so I didn't know that she was in it. So that's interesting.
Yeah, so which is kind of funny you bring that up.
But that's what it looked like to me. It looked like something that Cameron would have made way back in the day to symbolize like this fucking twisted future. So they're doing that. I like the speeder. That was pretty cool. He crashed it. It didn't work. That was cool. He joined the fucking army out of fear. That was cool. I didn't comprehend before the film that Solo isn't really his name, last
which
name.
My girlfriend thought that was corny.
That was kind of corny.
Corny, but it made sense.
It made sense.
I kind of like that. Because he's like, I don't have anybody.
Yeah. I don't have people. That's what he said. Who Solo. Are your people? Han Solo.
And then they get into I like how it kind of shows that Han's a crappy trooper. it's kind of like, you ever seen those old World War II movies where you got the really skinny guy?
Yeah.
Like, it kind of reminded me of that a little bit.
It'd be shitty.
No disrespect to any of those films. I love World War II movies.
But the guy played the skinny, shitty soldier.
Yeah, exactly.
Movie, so
and
that's
then
the point.
You had Woody Harrelson, who, let's get into that. He
amazing!
Fucking awesome.
Right!
Very Treasure Island, very Long John Silver, the mentor character that turns on him.
Yeah. Well, here's what kills me. A little bit. So now we're jumping way far ahead. I kind of saw every major surprise coming. I kind of knew it was Chewbacca, right? When they were like, feed him to the beast. I figured it out. And then when they were like, oh, one of my other associates. I'm like, oh, it's fucking Woody Harrelson. Because who else could have possibly been the guy to like, you know what I mean? So that's a little shitty. Nothing surprised me. He shot Woody Harrelson in the heart.
Shot him first, though.
That was
great.
But it was a little surprising. I didn't see it happening. And he was instantly upset that he killed him. Mm-hmm. But then Woody Harrelson's like, good, because I was going to kill you. So that was kind of good pirate to pirate. I was sad they killed his girlfriend so quickly. She's a good actress.
Yeah. Even John Favreau was the monkey dude with all the limbs.
I didn't know that.
I looked up the cast.
So you looked it up. So
I love John Favreau personally.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, big Iron Man fan?
Oh, I love Iron Man. I love
that one he did with
first Iron Man movie.
The guy.
That's one of my favorite. All right,
the first one's. I like the first one.
Iron Man 3 is okay.
Which is the one with the guy from the wrestler?
Mickey Rourke 2.
Not so good.
That's a lead up into the Avengers.
I hear you. It wasn't so good. And the little kid was cool. I liked that part of it. But like that villain didn't do it for me, and I didn't dig it. And Favreau directed that.
Yeah.
Literally, I don't know. Man, he's the guy from Swingers. Now he's fat.
But John Favreau was that guy, and I liked. I enjoyed a lot of it. I enjoyed the Chewbacca when Han met Chewie.
Yeah,
I was calling Solo when I was going into this movie. So this is gonna be called How Han Met Chewie.
Well, yeah, it should
be.
They got it was weird. My favorite part of the Han Chewie dynamic is when they're storming this place to steal the fucking the fuel or whatever it is, and he's like Chewie's like I gotta go help my people, and Han smiles and he's like see if I'll see you man no worries like that was cool
that was
to
awesome.
Me because I think I'd be like we have a fucking job. I think that's how I would have reacted, and Han was like no I get it go help your people. Nah. So that endeared him greatly to me more. You know what I mean, understanding the plight.
It's like it's so interesting with this movie what it does for the Han Solo character because even with the changes made to the original trilogy, the Lucas edits we'll call them, like Greedo shooting him, Han's moving his head to save himself. Bullshit. No, this proves that Han has a heart, but he's also...
He's a scoundrel.
Exactly, but which he should be. By him shooting Woody Harrelson.
No, but they give him credit. He fucking turned over $65 million fucking dollars mm-hmm. to these kids. These were. Did you see what Warwick Davis was in the fucking...
Yes, he was.
That was fucking that was amazing, awesome. Right?
Yeah.
Because, now, I don't know if you know this, Ron Howard directed Willow. Which is the big movie for Warwick Davis after he's in Jedi. Mm-hmm. So he's in Jedi, and then his movie is like fucking Willow, and Ron Howard made Willow. So the fact that he made the Star Wars movie, and then Ron Howard's brothers in every one of Ron Howard's fucking mm-hmm. movies, which I thought was fucking great. The guy with the crazy hair in yeah. the bar, remember? So that was good. So we just lost our thread. However, they steal the $65 million.
Yes, they do.
It's the seeds of the fucking rebellion, man. Han Solo finances the rebellion. That's amazing.
It is.
Loved it. I don't know. Thoughts?
I loved it. I dug it. It's like, you know, he was kind of like, yeah, but where's my money? At the end of it, he's like, because that was like, that's Han in a nutshell. And then the Millennium Falcon, I love how the second he saw the Millennium Falcon, and us both being musicians, we can appreciate it. You heard a motif of the... I was like, it's like the look on his face when he sees the Falcon for the first time. It's like, you know, he's like, that's mine.
But it's deeper because his dad helped build them, which I didn't fucking ever hear that before.
That was cool.
So that was heavy. Like, this is what my dad built, and now this is what I'm going to push for the next 30 fucking years of my life. You know what I mean? This is my plane, or my ship, I should say.
But it's also funny when you think about it. It's like Lando. It's like there's a stark difference between Han's Falcon
yeah.
and what was Lando's Falcon. Lando's Falcon is all sleek and, yeah. and silky. It's like a... It's like a private jet, kind of. And then the cape claws. The cape claws that I laughed. I loved. I like laughed my ass off when I saw he had a cape claws. And I'm like, yeah, Lando would do that.
Of course he would. And there's something no one ever explained to me. I'm gonna ask you a question.
Yeah.
At the end of Jedi, no, is it Jedi or is it Empire? Wherever the one where Lando winds up flying the Falcon Jedi. In, why is he dressed like Han Solo at the end of the movie? That no one explains. I have a theory, though. I have a theory. They showed the closet. Mm-hmm. My theory was that Han had a closet, and all Han dressed like was Han. So he had a bunch of his outfits.
Jackets.
And there you go. And Lando's like, I'm dirty. I'm going to change my shit and get a shower, and that's all there is to wear. But at the end of the movie, he's just dressed like fucking Han Solo. That's and no one acknowledges it. It's just like, why are you dressed
like
Han Solo?
Hi, Lando. Yay.
But I think Lando's clothes were maybe a suit, mm-hmm. and the Han's clothes were like work clothes. And now he's going to work, so he changes. I don't know.
Lando was so awesome. And I loved his droid. His droid was hilarious.
You know, in the beginning, she annoyed me. And I didn't like the character. Remember how they had the same kind of like cranky droid thing in Rogue One?
Me and my girlfriend talked about that. It was like, we'd love to see a debate between those two droids.
Could you imagine?
That'd be hilarious.
But like, so then she's like, Lando's in love with me, and it's weird. And she kind of was built like a chick. She had hips, which was interesting to me. And then she dies, but then she's a part of the Falcon forever.
Which makes sense.
But you're sad. When that fucking robot bites it, you're sad, man. Part. Started a whole fucking revolution, which was her lifelong goal anyway.
It was hilarious.
Restrainer bolts. First, go free your brothers.
First Star Wars movie with no C-3PO or R2, when you think about it.
Is that accurate?
It is.
What about Rogue?
Rogue One, they made a very brief cameo on Yavin 4.
I don't remember.
In the base. It's right when they're taking off to Scarif. You can see...
Because they're with the Rebellion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Anthony Daniels, I found out, played the second Wookiee. The Wookiee Chewie's like
that he does the headbutt with?
Yeah, that's okay. I heard that was Anthony Daniels. I was like, so he's been in every single movie now.
Interesting.
Which I think is interesting. I hope he continues that trend.
I would have liked it if they showed C-3PO. That would have been kind of interesting. Somehow.
But where would you put him?
Nowhere.
Because this is before the Rebellion happens.
But remember, Vader built C-3PO. Vader already exists mm-hmm. by the time we have Han Solo happening. Vader's been around for a minute. You know what I mean? So C-3PO is somewhere. He's mm-hmm. somewhere wandering around. All right, I'm going to tell you my thing I didn't like about the movie.
Okay.
When they're trapped in whatever the side thing is to make the Kessel Run in the 12 parsecs as opposed to the 20, which, by the way, is a mathematical inaccuracy. You know that, right?
Yeah, I heard all
this. It's not a time, it's distance. Whatever. Yeah. That's fine. So we suspend disbelief.
Star Wars.
But he takes it from 20 parsecs, he makes it in 12, the Kessel Run.
Yeah.
So they go through this fucking thing. Whatever that big thing was that was trying to kill them before the fucking like black hole situation, I hated it. I didn't like how it looked. It didn't.
It was creepy to me.
It looked very video game-ish. Like I would see it on my Xbox One as opposed to a film.
Yeah.
And it was my only thing that didn't look Star Wars to me in the film. Because if you remember all the big, like a good example, is it, I get confused. Is it strike. It's Empire, where they take the Falcon and they fly into that big fucking
worm.
Yeah,
the worm.
Yeah, it's Empire, right?
Yeah.
So that's the kind of monsters I expect. Mm-hmm. And this thing was like digital looking and clean and like
squid.
It
thing,
just didn't make any
freaks
sense.
Freaks me out.
I didn't.
I have a weird thing where if anything has tentacles, it freaks me the fuck out. I don't know why.
All right, but just so we're clear, they're up to 10,000 people a week listen to this podcast. I don't know if you were informed. So now 10,000 people know if they bring a tentacle thing to a fucking show that you're playing for Ascension Drive, it's going
to
freak you out.
Unless it's Cthulhu. I love H.P. Lovecraft, and that doesn't bother me.
My only thing I know about really Cthulhu is he was featured prominently on South Park with Coon and friends. Do you remember
that? Oh, yeah, that was great.
And he's petting his fucking under his chin, and he's like, anyway.
Now, Cthulhu doesn't bother me, but it's for some reason it's like
freaks you out.
If it doesn't look like it has appendages or something, like freaks me out. Don't go in the water. Don't go in the ocean ever, because there's scary things in there.
Oh, whatever. I like the ocean. You never surfed?
No, I never, actually.
It's hard. It's really hard. I'm not good at it, but I like it. I like to try. Oh, my God, I fell on stage last night.
Really?
I swear to God. We're playing. And so, of course, there's a video of it, right? So we're in the middle of a tune. I think King Sam... Oh, it's the bridge before a solo in a song called To the End.
Mm-hmm.
And there's crazy lights and smoke. You've seen us play.
Yeah.
We fucking overdo it. And I step on this thing, and I'm trying to, hey, Sam, how you doing? He's looking at me, and I'm just, boom, right? The roadies are great. My roadies were right there. They picked me up. They put me right back on the stage.
Rock and roll.
It was rock. And I didn't even feel it. But I fell, which is embarrassing. And then Sam's like, are you okay? While he's playing his guitar solo. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm fucking, you know, I fall off buildings. I can handle this. But there's a video of it, bro. So they put it up on Facebook today. It's like their song's rocking. The lights are going. Vex falls over. Boom. Roadies pick me up. Keep singing. It's cool.
You gotta love when things like that happen.
Dude, the band bus for Starscream is parked over there. On the keychain is the Millennium Falcon. So I call this our Millennium Falcon.
Nice.
Because it's a beat up old fucking white thing like the Millennium Falcon. One of our roadies is named Thomas. Thomas is gigantic. Thomas is like 6'2", 6'3". He's got to be almost 300 pounds of muscle. He picked me up. He's like my Chewie in my life. And then Bill is our road manager, and he's like my Han Solo in my life. And they drive around in the fucking Millennium Falcon.
That's awesome.
It's weird, right? So Chewie picks me up and puts me on stage. I'm like, yes, Thomas.
Chewie.
It was good times.
Love that.
Had to go off on a rant there. So sorry about that. But we're recording this. It's a Sunday. Today is 5/27/2018.
Mm-hmm.
Is it called Solo? Is that the name of the movie? Or is it
Solo.
It's just called
Solo. Solo, a Star Wars story.
So it's Solo, a Star Wars story. It premiered 48 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
We both saw it Friday. We're dorks.
Yes. We don't give a shit.
I loved it, man.
I loved it, too.
I'm not telling you. The only wrinkle was that weird tentacle beast. I didn't appreciate how it looked. I'll tell you, when I buy the DVD and I watch it again, I might dig it. Or maybe I'll go see it again in the theater. I don't know. Will you go see it again?
I'd love to see it again.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe I will. It's a good movie.
But
anything you didn't like?
Anything I didn't like? Trying to think, really.
So that's a no. If you don't know,
well, then again, I can find joy in the prequels. So like, I'm the best.
No, I can too. I like Anakin. I really like
Episode
Anakin.
Episode 2 is my least favorite.
2's not bad. I think 1's my least favorite.
One for me had
Jar Jar was bad.
It had Darth Maul.
They wasted Darth. In my opinion, and we're gonna get into fucking another rabbit hole of Star Wars shit. I hated what they did with him. Like. He could have been more menacing throughout the entire film.
Mm-hmm.
He had his scene. A Padawan, of all things, cuts him in half. Like, what the fuck? Now, here's what blew my mind. In the movie we just saw, Solo, he has his legs. It's not robot legs.
It is actually robot legs.
Explain.
Look carefully. They're a lot bulkier than...
I tried to look carefully.
And that's only because I've seen the cartoons that lead into it that are all canon.
Okay.
And he has his whole thing. In fact, he has an epic final showdown with Obi-Wan on Tatooine.
So wait a minute. But neither one must win because they're both alive. Or does Obi-Wan kill him?
Solo takes place way before. So
I know. I thought about that too. Like, so they showed Maul, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was trying. Help me with timeline if you can help
me.
You got to figure the Solo character is in his early 20s when we see him in the Han Solo film, right? Because he'd been in the army for 3 years or whatever.
Yeah.
He runs away as a teenager, maybe 18 or 19.
Yeah.
Now he's like 22, 21, something like that, right? Because it's three years. When did it take? So we have episode 4.
Yeah.
We know what happens. Luke is born.
Yeah.
Is it 10 years? Is Luke 10 years old here? Is that when this happens? Because he's about 30 in the fucking... in episode. No, no, I'm wrong.
In New Hope, he's a teenager. He's like 16.
I thought he was 17. 16, 17.
Six, 16, 17. So
episode four, he's like 16, 17. And then so Han Solo in Han this Solo movie is about 10 years before?
Yeah. We'll say it's 10 years before because then you have a show called Rebels, which is takes place 5 years before New Hope.
Okay.
So in the third season, which is pretty much the Darth Maul, because when they resurrected Darth Maul, they do this whole thing with him. So his final thing, he's on Tatooine because he found out Obi-Wan's location.
Okay, I dig
it. And Obi-Wan's now old Ben.
Yeah.
This is so cool. So Obi-Wan starts with the prequel stance, then he sinks into the Alec Guinness stance of his saber. So Darth Maul lunges forward. It's the fight's literally 5 seconds because Darth Maul tries to go all out, tries to use the same move he used to kill Qui-Gon. And Obi-Wan just cuts him right down in half. Cuts him right in the middle. And
really?
You see the saber breaking. Darth Maul slumps. Kenobi grabs him. Darth Maul goes, "Is he the chosen one you're protecting?" And then...
which is awesome.
Ben says, "Yes." And then Maul says, "He will avenge us all." Then he dies. Like, eyes wide open when he dies.
So he's dead.
He's dead as hell. And then
that's
Obi-Wan closes his eyes.
Okay.
And buries his fallen enemy.
You have to help me because I want to understand something. Okay. Yeah. We see now he's the head of this fucking mm-hmm. like gangster thing.
Yeah.
How does that work into being a Sith? I don't even understand. I mean, our comprehension of mm-hmm. Sith really
yeah.
is that they're government. The yeah. Sith are the, like
Palpatine.
Palpatine is the fucking guy. He's yeah. the emperor. So in the entire time you and I have understood Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
those guys have been in power. Even when Palpatine wasn't the fucking emperor,
yeah.
he was still a senator.
He was behind the scenes.
So he was
time.
always.
For me, just want to understand because no one knew Maul was still alive.
Okay.
And when Maul comes back in Clone War, fourth season of Clone War, he's pissed off.
Yeah.
He finds out, you know, his master basically took a new apprentice. You know, he wants
which is Vader, right?
He wants revenge.
Wait a minute. Is Palpatine the master?
Palpatine is the master.
Darth Maul.
Yes.
Back then.
Yes. Okay. So in Clone War, it's when Anakin's still Anakin. So Count Dooku was running around.
Dooku was bad on the fucker. They underestimate that.
They did. He was awesome.
Yeah.
So Maul wants revenge on everything. He tries to take revenge on Kenobi.
Okay.
Then he tries to, because he hates Palpatine, because, you know, Maul.
Because he betrayed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Here's the canon I don't understand. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Okay.
I want to understand
ahead.
The timeline. How does he get the robot legs? How does he survive?
He.
I figured Palpatine fixed them, to be honest with
this,
you.
This is so weird. It's like, and I just call it Star Wars logic, because it doesn't make any sense to me. So he got cut in half. But lightsabers like cauterized wounds or something. So they say in the show he held on for hatred, pure hatred. Dark side
is that fucking powerful that you can just like survive
with your intestines falling out. But it's like some salvage droids found him and restarted and used the force to kind of like salvage things. But when he's discovered in Clone Wars, he's mad, like crazy mad.
Oh, like crazy.
Like his horns are now like sprung out like Satan.
Yeah.
And he's got like spider legs. Like he's like a weird little.
Which obviously he's not that in the Solo film.
Not that at all. And so in Clone War, he goes through another transformation. They help fix him and modify him. So he's got two bigger legs that are more. Makes him walk, be able to walk properly. Like they do this whole thing where they fix him up pretty much so he becomes a threat. When they announced that he was alive, I was confused. I was just like, how are you gonna bring a dude that got cut in half back to life? But this all happened years before Disney bought the thing.
Yeah, I know.
This is happens years before this movie, which I did not see that coming.
Okay.
I loved it. I love seeing him because he's one of my favorite.
But then we lose characters. The thread of the original question.
Mm-hmm.
How is he running a fucking crime syndicate?
I think he wants to keep his identity or his presence
hidden
from even the Emperor, because I think he's got big plans to overthrow everyone.
So you think Palpatine would have him killed, maybe, if he knew
he was
fucking running around?
Oh, yeah, because they do have a little interaction in the show, too, where Palpatine kicks his ass a little bit and tries to have him killed. Maul.
Really?
Maul, because he's Darth Maul, escapes.
But I like in the movie they allude to him. They're like, you know who he's with.
Yeah.
So Woody Harrelson's character knew that Maul was the boss.
Yeah.
And that
he was scared of him.
Bad motherfuckers, yeah.
I like how everybody was scared of him. Like
they were afraid of the guy who got killed by the chick. They were afraid of him, the underboss they were afraid of.
Yeah, who was probably afraid of him, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I would definitely.
I'd be scared of Darth Maul. Work for him. Crap.
I mean, Obi-Wan carves him up twice. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Now,
all right, we got to talk.
Yeah.
It's official. As of when I went to see Solo Friday, they are making a Boba Fett film.
Nice.
It's official. Now, did you see that?
I love that.
Did you see
it? Yeah, I did. I love that.
So that director is like a modern director, and he's done all this crazy
stuff. He did
stuff.
Logan.
Exactly. And which I love that shit.
Amazing.
Good fucking shit,
amazing
right?
Amazing movie.
So it's like, it's going to be a good film. I don't know if they're going to make him sympathetic, because he is a fucking bounty hunter at the end of the day, so I'm not really sure it's going to work out. Now, the reason I bring this up, are we going to get the fucking Kenobi film? I've seen nothing official.
I want it.
McGregor said in the press, yeah. I would adore playing the character.
It's
I'm old enough
right
now.
The rumor they're looking for a producer, I think.
But why wouldn't they? Why? I mean, Disney should just have all this on fucking tap at this point.
I think they want the right people to do the right movie.
Because the Solo movie got fucked up and jacked up. Before
yeah,
because
it had two writers and directors, which Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who did the Lego movie, of all things, do make it a comedy, right?
Yeah, no.
But then they got fired because of disagreements with Disney.
Well, no, they were making it funny.
Yeah.
They made Han Solo funny, and they were like, yeah, this is fucking Han Solo. Like,
he's
you know?
But he's funny, too.
No, he is, but it's not a comedy. Like, there was drama. When that robot died, yeah. I was sad. Come when on. The fucking chick blows up, that was sad. Mm-hmm. Like, when Woody Harrelson gets shot in the heart, I'm fucking sad.
Yeah.
That's a movie. And they were like, no, it's going to be great. Ha-ha. But then there's the last Thor film that I didn't see. I didn't see the last
that's
I heard it's amazing.
It's really good.
A lot of jokes, right?
Very funny.
Well done.
Very funny.
Now... Shit, did you see the fucking Infinity Wars?
Yes, I did.
Well, fuck, spoiler alert, we're going to discuss Infinity Wars as well. By now, you should have fucking seen it. But
everyone's dead.
They're not, though, are they? Because Guardians of the Galaxy gets another fucking movie, don't they?
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah. Spider-Man has another movie coming out. So, it's like, you know he's not. Black Panther made a million.
How would they kill? Right!
It's like, he's
right.
back. He's
that
going
made
back.
$1 billion in 3 days.
It's like, if I was Disney, I'd be like, one, that's ballsy.
Yeah.
You did that, but you're also like, he's safe.
There's no way.
They're going to find a way. I mean,
Spider-Man's a child, right?
Yes.
They can't let him die yet.
Yeah.
You know,
and he's their flagship character. They're not going to just kill
I
him
really,
off.
Had they killed Iron Man, it would have been. I would have been okay with it. Not that I hate Tony Stark or anything.
I love Tony
right?
Stark.
But it would have made sense.
It would have been a complete thing for him. But they got another one. Avengers 4 is coming out, which is going to reboot. The entire thing.
No, is it a reboot or is it continuing?
It's
the
a continuation. They say it's the end of what we know.
Really?
But beginning of a new
no,
thing.
No, see, that's upsetting. Are they going to fucking crash the whole thing into the ground?
Well, no. I think what it is we don't know what the plot is because Disney is so secretive about everything.
But here, all right, so this is you go see this movie. I don't know about you. I saw Guardians very late. I didn't.
Yeah.
I
remember last time we talked.
I hadn't seen it.
You hadn't seen it, which Guardians is a great movie.
So. Two was available. I could see two on Netflix anytime. But I didn't want to see two first, right?
Yeah.
So I had to pay the money. I think I went to Amazon for like $9. You could rent
grab
it.
Grab one.
Yeah.
It's and very funny, isn't it?
I loved it. I really liked one. I liked two.
Yeah.
People say two's more sellout.
But I like two.
But these characters I give a shit about.
Yeah,
now.
You do.
And it built me up. Like the guy with the fucking glove. What's the
Thanos.
Thing? Thanos. I care about him because of these movies.
Yeah, but then you're like, you fucker.
Yeah. I don't know. He had a side, though, and he was saying some shit. It felt like he was Trump. I swear to God, it did. It felt like he's Trump. He's like, listen, I know I'm doing bad things, but you're going to thank me in the end. And I got to tell you, and I can't wait to say it out loud, I'm a business owner. All this shit that Trump's doing, all right, besides killing the environment part, because I'm not a big fan of that, the business shit's not bad. Like, the trade deal he just made with China, not fucking bad, bro. North Korea calmed the fuck down. Like, shockingly, having a psychopath with a nuclear button in the White House has seemed to work positively.
For now.
For now.
I don't want to get all political.
Well, we're not political. And I'm just saying, I'm not going to lie. I'm not a Trump guy. I'm a liberal. I really am. I'm shocked that it's going as smoothly as it is. I thought we would be burning in the streets by now.
And surprisingly we haven't, which is...
But the point is, I feel like Thanos, how would I say
Thanos.
It? Thanos is Trump. In his mind,
he's
doing
right.
the right thing. Killing millions of people. I guess billions, technically.
Yeah.
And he's fine with it. And he's going to go home now and relax, remember? That's his whole thing.
And then the Avengers are going to come in and be like... Nope.
So they almost took him out right at the end.
Star-Lord lost his shit.
I know.
But then again, I was talking with my sister about this the other day. Some people hated Star-Lord for doing that, but for me, it's like if you look at all Guardians of the Galaxy, he lost his mom.
Yeah.
He lost
the dad situation.
His dad killed his dad. Then his adopted father died, which is.
Didn't you love him at the end?
I loved it. And that then, that's the song, the Cat Williams. Cat Stevens, the father and son. That song, every time I hear that song, makes me want to cry. So
it's,
I'm like,
it's not
why
Cat
you
Williams
put,
or Cat Stevens.
It is Cat Stevens.
No, it's not. Cat's in the Cradle on the
Sea. Yeah, that's him, father and son.
It's not Cat Stevens.
That's Cat Stevens.
All right, we're going to pause this. And when you find out it's not, it's Harry Chapin, by the way. But we're going to pause it, and mm-hmm. we're going to look it up on our phone. So bear with us, podcast audience. Welcome back to episode number 19. So we stopped the podcast to fight over this. I said the song Cats in the Cradle. You said the song Fathers and Son.
Yeah.
Cats in the Cradle was written by Harry Chapin.
It was.
However, Father and Son, which is at the end of the Guardians film, which is what you said, is Cat Stevens. Did you know that he's a Muslim now?
I didn't know that. He changed his name.
Completely.
I forget what it is now, but...
Well, it's Muhammad something, I'm sure.
It's so funny, speaking of him. So you remember a few years ago that Joe Satriani sued Coldplay for Viva La Vida?
I didn't know that at all.
Because he has a song called If I Could Fly.
Okay.
Which... He says Coldplay lifted the chords and melody off of. And then Cat Stevens kind of came in and said, you know, I could easily say both those songs sound like something I wrote. But and so which they played all these three songs and they have very similar chord progression, very similar melody.
Okay.
But the lawsuit got dropped.
Why?
Like it settled out of court.
Oh, but, well, that means they paid.
Yeah. Which I think that whole thing. I mean, if you're lifting a melody, it's explicitly from a song, then you got room to argue. But with chords, it's like there's a million chords. How many songs do we know?
But there's not a million chords. That's a thing. It's a finite amount. Yeah. You know, I'm not a Rolling Stones fan, right? But yeah. Keith Richards says things occasionally that make me go, And he's like, "There's only six strings. There's only so many frets.
Exactly.
There's only so many movements you can make." And let's be honest, everything that we do.
Yeah.
You and I.
Yeah.
It's blues based.
Oh yeah.
No matter what, like we play different shit.
Yeah.
But it's blues based. There's only so many.
Yeah.
It's and then I don't know. It's a weird one. okay. Pearl Jam got sued by Jimmy Page for a chord progression because they were on MTV and Stone Gossard is with Mike McCready.
Yeah.
And Mike McCready's like, "Yeah, I think I might have been listening to some Zeppelin when I made that tune," right? And then literally Stone Gossard says on MTV, "They're going to get this footage and put it in the court case," and they did. And then Pearl Jam comes back and they're like, "I hear you. We're not saying we weren't influenced by you. How about every fucking blues musician ever that you just lifted entire songs from? That was cool. We're good with that, Jimmy Page. But you're going to fuck with Pearl Jam? For real. For real.
That's true.
Like, I'm not... All right, I'm not a Zeppelin guy.
Really?
I'm a Sabbath guy.
Okay.
I think there's two different camps, right?
Yeah.
People love Led Zeppelin. I don't love Led Zeppelin. I hate sloppy guitar playing. It makes me sad. I love the rhythm section. Led Zeppelin's rhythm section might be the best rock and roll rhythm section ever. I love that rhythm section. I don't like Plant or Page, per se. I respect them. Not a fan. However, they stole all of that shit, man. All of it. From people in the 30s who couldn't fucking fight.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't do anything. These guys were in their 50s at this point, and they had no money, and there's no lawyers, and that's the way it worked. So you're going to go with the Pearl Jam in the 90s. For real. Hypocrite.
And they're like... The biggest band in the world at the time.
At the time. Definitely. They still sell out huge.
I love
Pearl Jam. Are you a Pearl Jam guy?
I do like Pearl Jam.
I've been mad at Eddie Vedder for like 15 years.
Why?
Well, all right. I'm older than you.
Yes, you are.
When 10 comes out, I was in high school. Mm-hmm. As a kid, I was little. Not good. Little. I mean, I was riding my bike to school and shit, for real. Mm-hmm. Loved it. Loved 10 so much. I remember riding on the bus in the dead of winter. And I it's the song, it's not Porch. But he's like, "I got a 16 gauge right under my clothes."
I think that is Porch.
Love that song. And I remember just like vivid lyrics. Like think they just connected. Yeah. When you're like 14, 15, they connect with you. They're vivid. Mm-hmm. Love the record. By the time Versus comes out, I'm in college. I was a freshman. I was a kid. I was still 17. I buy the fucking vinyl that comes out. Mm-hmm. Love Versus, the whole thing. And something weird happened in my life. A guy named Chuck Treese was a musician in Philadelphia. He still is. He's fucking famous. I became a roadie on his tour because I happened to work a shitty job with his drummer who worked the same shitty job.
Mm-hmm.
So we go on the tour. I'm fucking 18 years old and I'm like, you know G Love and Special Sauce?
Yeah.
It was their first tour. They had just gotten signed and Chuck Treese was the opening act with his band Black Beans way back then. And I'm a kid and here I am. National venues all over the fucking country. Chuck knew Pearl Jam. He was in a side band with Stone Gossard called Brad.
Yes, I know Brad.
Heard of Brad.
Yeah.
The bass player is the guy who took me on my first tour. His name's Chuck Treese. Weird story. So Chuck was on tour with, I'm going to, remember the Sister Savannah song? What the fuck were they called? Urge Overkill.
Yeah.
Remember Urge Overkill?
Yeah.
On the Versus tour, Urge Overkill is the opening act. Urge Overkill is not from here, but made a record in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Their bass player wasn't in the band. Chuck Treese is the bass player in the studio. They're like, hey, come on tour. You're great. So he goes on tour with Urge Overkill, opening up for Pearl Jam.
Nice.
Chuck's very charismatic. Very good musician. Very smart. He makes friends with fucking Pearl Jam because that's fucking Pearl Jam.
Exactly.
And they're cool. So he's hanging out with Stone Gossard. They're in a band together. And he sees how Eddie Vedder treats the band. Mm-hmm. At the time. Now, this is 20 years ago.
Yeah.
This isn't recent. Eddie wasn't nice, man. He was kind of a prick. He was a bit of an egomaniac. He was very... They fired Dave Abruzzese, which was a phenomenal rock and roll drummer because Dave got a Sabian sponsorship or whatever it was. And it pissed off Eddie Vedder. And he's like, we're not fucking commercial. You're out of the fucking band.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
But then Matt Cameron replaced him.
Which... No, he didn't.
Matt Cameron's the current drummer.
You said current. There's like 50 drummers. So they fire the fucking Dave Abruzzese, who's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
They replace him with the retread drummer who used to be in the Peppers.
Jack Irons.
Oh, who can't fucking play because he had carpal tunnel in his fucking hands.
Man.
No, for real. Cameron gets the job eventually. Cameron's God.
Yes.
God. There is no better, smoother rock and roll drummer than Cameron. And everybody knows this. This isn't a maybe. So Pearl Jam was chomping at the bit to get him. You know, Soundgarden happened to break up.
Mm-hmm.
He just happens to be chilling. And they're like, come be in Pearl Jam, please. And he's like, okay, I'll be in Pearl Jam. I don't care. I can play your shit in my sleep. And he can. And he's great at it. But there's a time there where Irons is the guy. Now, you know why Irons got the gig?
Why?
Because the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who weren't famous yet, were touring California. So they went from Seattle to like San Diego, where Eddie Vedder's from, and they had a demo tape of this band who needed a singer. So Jack Irons is hanging out with Eddie Vedder backstage getting high, and he's like, you're smoking weed. Hey, man, hear this tape.
Mm-hmm.
So Jack Irons got on the job in Pearl Jam. So to repay the guy who got on the job in Pearl Jam, he fires the great drummer in Pearl Jam and brings him a shitty drummer, who then quits anyway and joined a fucking cult. Did you know that?
Jack Irons played in the cult.
No, he was in a shitty cult, like a real weird religious thing, and that's why he left the band. Yeah, it was fucking creepy shit. I don't know if he's in it anymore. You know who else was in that for a while? The singer of Live. Same cult.
I didn't.
Yeah. I don't like cults.
You don't.
This is the Star Wars episode, by
the
way.
Yeah, and we're... Sith cult.
Sith cult.
There you go.
If you had a choice, right, if you were a kid... Did I finish my story? Yeah, Eddie Vedder's kind of a fucker. So listen, he's treating the band badly. And then the records start getting really shitty.
Yeah.
So you have Versus, which is pretty stellar.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the next record? Do you remember the order?
Vitalogy.
Yes! And that's when they fired Dave Abruzzese, right? I'm on tour when Vitalogy comes out. I'm on tour when it comes out. And he's like, yeah, man, they had to file the drum, but it was fucked up. And they made Stone Gossard fire him, which was weird. Why didn't Eddie Vedder fire him? Because he's kind of a pussy. That's right, Eddie Vedder. I kind of called you a pussy. I mean, you're a trillionaire and I'm just a roofer. But the point is, kind of a pussy. Anyway, the record Vitalogy is good. Spin the Black Circles on it. There's songs, but it starts to get weird. Then they make fucking Mirror Ball with Neil Young. Then Merkin Ball comes out. And then by like 96, it's No Code. No Code sucks, man.
Yeah,
if you buy that record and you don't know who Pearl Jam is, just put it on. It's not a good fucking record.
No.
And then I'm like, no, it's okay. They're still Pearl Jam. I still love them. They're awesome. Because I was like in the fucking cult. I loved Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I loved them. I was drinking the Kool-Aid. And then fucking Yield comes out, man.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck your band. Fuck you. You're a dick. And right when Yield came out, STP put out like number 4.
Yeah.
And Scott Weiland is a junkie. But I went to see them both live at the same time, finally. And here's another thing. When I was a kid and really wanted to see Pearl Jam, they wouldn't tour. And if it was like, fuck you, I don't tour.
Yeah, that whole thing.
It offended me tremendously. I know you don't care. I'm still going off.
Oh, I love Pearl Jam.
Fuck Pearl Jam. So... I like members of Pearl Jam, I guess. The point is, you don't put records out that suck, and they kept sucking. So by Yield, I'm like, fuck you. And I think I still bought the next one after that, and it still sucked. But the point is, I saw them live in like 99 or 2000, whenever they started to come around. And they played Last Kiss was what I got. I didn't get 10.
Why?
Nothing from 10. I got No Alive. I didn't get Even Flow. I got nothing. They played like Last Kiss and a bunch of shit I never fucking heard in my life. And then the next night, because I couldn't afford 2 nights because I'm a kid, the next night they play all the hits. And I'm like, you're an asshole, Eddie Vedder. Fuck you. And he was drunk and didn't move, right? I see STP with a junkie a month later, and it was the greatest rock show I ever saw in my life. And I was like, fuck them. Fuck Pearl Jam. They don't get fuck Pearl Jam. I still say fuck Pearl Jam. Now, if they called and said, hey, Starscream, want to open up for Pearl Jam? Of course I would open, but fuck Pearl Jam.
I don't think that call's happening soon.
It's just never going to happen.
Because of Eddie Vedder.
He's afraid of my love.
So you were asking if I was a kid.
when I mentioned Sith for some reason. What was your question?
When you were a kid, would you have been a Jedi or a Sith?
As a kid, I would have said Jedi.
Me too. I love Luke Skywalker.
I still love Luke Skywalker, but the Sith are also just badass too.
I mean, I don't want to be evil and kill people and Jedi. The killing the younglings, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, I got this. Ever see the movie Scarface?
Yes.
No women, no children. That's, you can kill anybody you want in business. I love that movie. No women, no children, right?
Love that movie.
Yeah, everybody does. But I can't kill kids. I just can't do it. I can't do it. Like, there's this theory, a question. If you can go back in time and kill Hitler as a baby, would you do it? No, I can't go kill a baby because there's a chance that this ain't going to fucking happen. If he would have gotten to art school, World War II doesn't happen.
Yeah.
For real.
But,
like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's just a tricky question. For me, it's like I always wanted to be a Jedi. And I collect lightsabers. So
you don't.
Yeah, I do.
How many?
Dude, we have four right now.
Wow.
They make these really nice, like, movie replica ones.
I've seen them.
My girlfriend for Christmas last year got me Luke Skywalker, Return of the Jedi, the green saber, which
she's a keeper.
Favorite lightsaber.
See, I'm a red saber guy.
I have Kylo's too. When Toys R Us was going out of business, we found the last Kylo Ren.
But no, that's not the movie quality one.
No, it was. This was the movie quality one, the $120 one.
Get out.
And then we bought that. She got me, they have something called Ultra Sabers, which make custom, like, dual, like, people.
Like, you can fight with them.
Yeah, which I saw videos of dudes actually going hardcore, like, sword fighting with the shit. I'm like, this is awesome. I'd do that. And so I have a mystery one, and it's orange, which I thought was interesting. And I have...
Wait, who's orange? Can you think of an orange character?
Expanded Universe, some of the Jedi Masters in the... on the council had an orange saber, but never in a movie.
Never in a movie, okay.
But then I have Obi-Wan's blue one.
But this is where I get fucked up. Which one does he face Vader with in the film? Is that his blue one or Vader's blue one?
It's his blue one because he gave Vader's blue one to Luke.
Help me out because I'm really not kidding. In the prequels, is he blue the whole time?
Obi-Wan,
yeah.
Yeah, very briefly, he used Qui-Gon's.
Okay, I remember that. I remember that.
But other than that, he kept the blue saber throughout the entire time.
So is it just what you... Because then you had... they let him have a purple saber. Samuel L. Jackson
had a purple saber. Yeah, Samuel Jackson wanted one.
Yeah. So my,
that's a great story.
No, it is a great story. So does green mean you're a master and blue doesn't? Are you a Padawan at blue? I don't. Is that even a thing?
It's like... There's like... In the old Jedi Order, there were like different ranks of like... Or different like... Things you can go, like, there's Jedi counselors, Jedi, not like on the council, but counselors and diplomat.
Okay.
Then there was Jedi Sentinel, which was like your battle master.
Okay.
Then there was, there's so many different ones I can't name at the top of my head. I have a book at home. It's like the Jedi Path, like an in-universe book. That's kind of like, it shows you different roles Jedi play. It's all based off the color of your crystal. So like the green one, generally, mostly we saw masters use it, but occasionally you would see a Padawan use green.
Okay.
I don't know what the explanation is now from Disney, but it's kind of like if you find a crystal, that's your color. But red, they said, is weird because they said red crystals are done. You take a normal colored saber and you impure it with like dark side energy or something.
Well, I like Kylo Ren's is supposed to be unstable. Yeah, that's the word.
That's
right?
Why it crackles. Or it ignites, which I love that.
That's a great concept, though, when it shoots out by the sides. That's some brilliant shit, man.
Which is cool, because if you notice, in every movie, they're always getting their arm chopped off. So it's kind of like, when you have that shit, it's like, nope. Love that.
So is Ren your guy? You a Kylo Ren fan?
I do like Kylo Ren. I think he's going to be in this new one. I think he's going to be that guy.
I think he's going to die, dude. I think Rey's going to chop him up. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't see them letting it end. The threes never end on a somber note.
No.
I mean, I guess, I don't know, though, because they did end on a somber note, sincerely, when they make Darth Vader. That's a bad time.
Yeah.
And then you have
that glimmer of hope, though.
But then there's 4, 5, and 6, ends positively. So does 7, 8, 9 end negatively again? And then we got to go to 12?
Yeah, well, they announced a new trilogy is going to happen, too.
It's official.
Yeah, they announced that. Ryan Johnson did Last Jedi is doing it.
Really?
Yeah, which that's polarizing. Me and you, we're Ryan Johnson fans.
Yeah, I do.
We love that, but some people, not so much.
I don't know. It's weird. Obi-Wan said this shit that fucked me up even as a kid. Well, from a certain perspective or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember, I did tell you the truth from a certain way.
Yeah,
right?
From
remember
a certain
that?
Point of view.
A certain point of view, that's it.
Love that line.
It's fucked up.
It is true.
Like, he's like, in the first movie, he's like, yes, Darth Vader killed your father. Because they had no idea at the time. Yeah. That wasn't the concept of it. So anyway, my point is, this guy, is it Rian Johnson? That's his name. Understands the nuances and the fucked upness of that. And that's why Luke Skywalker becomes cranky Yoda style, which I dig. People are really mad about that.
I love that. I mean, it makes sense to me. It's like you watched your nephew who, in your own hubris, as he mentions, he thinks he could redeem him or save his nephew.
They kept saying hubris. I wish they would have said arrogance, but they kept saying hubris.
Which is arrogance.
I know.
As we know.
I know. But like, it blew my mind that they kept going to that word. And I had to leave and look it up because I was like, is that arrogance?
Are they using that right? But no, it's like this new Jedi Warrior you worked your ass off to build all of a sudden just falls before you. Yeah. I hope. The new movie is called Knights of Ren because they tease Knights of Ren. They mention in Last Jedi that some of his students left with Kylo.
Oh, no, definitely. They say
it. I want to see the Knights
of Ren. I wanted
to
see them in this movie. I wanted to see the Knights of Ren in this movie. Ruler of the Knights of Ren.
They need to happen. It's like, you teased us.
I don't know, man. They brought back the guy from Seven, though. What's his name? The director now.
Yeah, Abrams.
Yeah, so Abrams is back.
Yeah, which he kind of helped create this stuff.
Oh, so. I know. I don't know. I wish he could have done all three, I guess, because people really got pissed off with the Luke situation. Well, did you see the footage and the photograph that the dice are in episode 4?
Yes, I did. The dice is so funny because that was something I never picked up on.
No, of course. No, we're little kids. I don't fucking know what that fucking was. But it's just there. It's, you know, they don't explain or anything. And then I liked that Luke took it, which was pretty interesting and well written. That's what I'm saying. Johnson understands nuances of Star Wars that are over my head.
Yeah.
So I can't get mad at him for his version. And I liked his version.
I loved it too. It was different. It was very different. And different is good. We don't want to see a remake. Because, you know, as much as I love Force Awakens, a lot of criticisms of Force Awakens was that it was a remake of New Hope.
Which it was.
Which it was. It was a great movie.
It was.
But it did. Similar tones. Similar
but then
feel.
I cared about Poe by the end of it.
Yeah, I did.
You got that whole, like, I liked, it wasn't Tatooine, but it looked like Tatooine. Yeah. What was the plan?
Jakku.
Yeah, Jakku looks like Tatooine anyway.
I love Rey.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a fan.
I like Rey a lot, and a lot of people hate Rey. I'm just like,
who hates fucking Rey, man? Like,
who? Well, we discussed that. You think it's a Palpatine? I think it's Anakin reincarnated. I think we're gonna know. I think Kylo's screwing over.
She's in it. She's in the fight. It's her thing.
It's
he lied. He's like, you have no dog in this
so
fight.
So much you can do with her, and so I'm just,
I don't know, man.
I'm curious.
But that whole shit that like going off on a tangent. So Skywalker's like. Everything you said in that sentence was wrong, right?
Yeah.
When he's training her about this fuck, and then the same thing to Kylo Ren at the end. He's like, "No, the Resistance will go on.
Yeah,
there will be another Jedi." Like, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, that was fucking cool, man.
I wonder, because you know, Anakin's saber's destroyed.
Yeah, totally.
Now, so I wonder if she's going to build her own.
She has to. That's how that works.
It would be cool because she's so good with a staff. If she did like a Darth Maul saber staff.
Never have you seen a Jedi. With an odd fucking shape. That's always a fucking
exactly.
Sith
thing. So maybe she could be that. Because, you know, she can use a staff very well. She was trying to use her saber like she would use her staff.
She took the books. They're in the fucking Falcon.
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
Maybe.
Chewie's fucking 230 years old or some shit at this point.
He's an old man.
That's pretty cool.
Poor Chewie. Chewie's had a rough time.
Peter Mayhew, right? That's the actor.
Yeah, it's a different guy now.
So wait, Mayhew's not in the Solo movie at all?
It was an athlete from Penn State, I found out from my dad.
Well, the athlete
was ridiculously tall.
Took all this time to watch the movements in the original first fucking 4, 5, and 6. And so he's in 7, episode 7. I know for a fact, I saw an interview, he's the guy. So he played Chewie in the movie this time? Like
Peter Mayhew has some disabilities walking.
Yeah.
I know he has a cane now and everything. So I just think he... Being as freakishly tall as he was, you know.
All right, we've been an entire hour already. Can you believe that?
That's insane.
So my question would be, in summation, overall, how many stars out of 5 do you give the Solo film?
I give it a good 4.5.
I was going to say 4.5. I'm so with you.
It's like, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's Star Wars. It's very hard for me to find something with Star Wars I don't like.
I don't like that fucking weird monster at the end.
It does. I gave it that, and this may... You're going to call bullshit on this, but...
Okay.
Solo was not a movie I would have done. I would have done Boba Fett first, or I would have done Kenobi. But maybe it's because I felt like, at first, it's like, do we really need to see Han's origin?
I completely disagree. I think, of course, we did. I think we saw Luke's origin, literally.
Yeah. And Leia's.
Well, I don't know. Not really. They never showed a film of Leia's. It's all implied shit with Leia. Mm-hmm. So we see in the prequels, he's like, oh, we'll raise her as our own, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then his family, they get killed, like in the fucking, you know, they blow up the planet. I don't know. There's not enough Leia. Oh, I guess we definitely discussed this. We're going to ask the question to you another count. And again, so Leia, how do you see it in the next episode? Remember, Robot said it would be, the fucking death would be off screen, remember?
Yeah. Which that would have been.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah, that would have been brilliant, but
and they can work Billy Dee Williams into the future.
Yeah, I want Lando badly. I love Lando. I met Billy Dee when I was a kid.
Is he tall?
He was sitting down when I met him. I was 13.
Okay.
Or it was at Disney World. They had a Star Wars weekend. Where they would bring actors from the films, and so that weekend it was either Anthony Daniels or Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee Williams is a cool motherfucker, man.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Daniels' line stretched out to Epcot. So I'm like, I want to meet Lando.
Poor Lando.
Now, this is such a funny story, because my brother Tony is autistic.
Okay.
And many people know that. I talk about my brother a lot, actually. So they had a very strict policy. It was like 1% at a time going up to him. Okay. So it was my turn, so I go up. My brother follows right up there, and my father's sitting there going,
no.
Security's going to kill us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I'm trying to save it, and I go, I talk to Billy, and I go, it's my brother Tony, you know, and he's really chill. He's the coolest dude in the entire world. Okay. In the like 5 seconds I met him, like, he was like super chill.
He didn't get upset?
Not at all. He was like laid back and chill about it.
Is your brother younger or older?
He's younger than me. He's 2 years younger than me.
So he was 12?
Yeah.
Right,
no, he was like 10 or 11.
So
I think.
Then
I was,
you were
12. I was 12, 13.
You said 14.
I was 12, 13. He was like 10 years old, I want to say.
All right, Vincent from the band Ascension Drive.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for hanging out with
us. No problem.
This has been the Han Solo edition of the Vex on Vex podcast. We are followed on the Podbean application available on your phone, supported by the Loud and Loaded Network. We have a Facebook page. We'd invite you to please visit. And anything else to say, sir?
Check out Ascension Drive on Facebook, Bandcamp, iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube, if you're so inclined.
I'm in a band too, but no one cares. Anyway, thank you for listening. This is Vex S, along with Vince, telling you to stay frosty.